Blog Talk Radio.
Life has only just begun.
this land and pledged our souls to meet its end. Life on it's only just begun. Hear my people roam the earth in the kingdom of our birth. Where the dust of all our horses hides the sun. We are mighty on the earth, on the earth.
You have come to move me, take me from my ancient home. Land of my fathers, I can't leave you. Rolling, hear the howling winds of war.
Welcome, everybody. How's it going? How you doing? This is the Psychic X-Journey Man Spiritual Link. I'm with your host, me, Psychic X-Journey Man. My co-host will be along really here soon. She'll be coming in kind of late. Her name is Heather Smith, and she's the other side of this whole thing. So, therefore, just, if you have any questions or something like that, please do so. But we're here for 2 hours, so you got plenty of time to call in. So if you want to call in and get a reading, please do so. We do full readings as such. So therefore, just ask your question. We'll sit here and look at the situation and then try to give you all the information we can. So therefore, give us a call at 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. If you want to give a call for a private reading, just give us a call here at 740-500-8863 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, that information is 740-500-8863, phone number. And the website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And for April special, we have a three 90-minute sessions for only $100, or you can get five 30-minute sessions for only $100. What we do that for is the ideal manifestations, relationship counseling, anything you can think of. Sometimes with situations of really readings and things too as well, they can actually take up a lot of time too as well. So that gives you a little insights on everything. So therefore, you can call back, and if you already have all those sessions in place, you're pretty much covered. I've actually had people do the 5-1 where they do 30-minute session. They'll do a 30-minute session once a month. And it's usually the idea of a situation they're in, relationship-wise, wanting to get married, wanting to see a relationship get back together, that kind of stuff. So it actually covers everything at one time. Gives you a nice little price, too, as well. Save you some money. And if you want to give us, if you want to take advantage of the situation, just do so. Give us a call, 740-500-8863, or go to the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com and take advantage of the specials. Or if you are a person who lives in the Colorado area and you'd like to come visit Manitou Springs, Colorado, we have a shop there, too, as well. So come on and visit. Get a reading in person, get some insights, and enjoy a great experience. All you have to do is give us a call if you want to make an appointment at 740-500-8863 or just stop by at 946 and a half Manitou Avenues right across from Mushroom Mondays between Santa Fe and the Flying Eagle T-shirt shop, okay? And it's a great experience, that kind of stuff. We have we do angel card readings, past life readings, relationship readings, and palm readings. The way it works at the shop, we do have a different prices. If you come to the shop, it's $35 for past life readings, $35 for relationship readings, $30 for angel card readings, and $10 for palm readings for adults and for children of all kinds of ages. You will take the situation, get a palm reading, it's only going to cost you $5 from 0 up to 12. All right, so therefore, join us and come down, experience the whole thing. We do meditations too as well. Sessions, connecting with past loved ones and that kind of stuff. So it's a really good experience. We do all kinds of stuff there, but those are the main things that we really focus on and doing in the shop and that kind of stuff. And so if you want to take advantage of those, please do so. If you want to call for an appointment or just call for directions, give us a call at 740-500-8863. If you're a person on vacation in Colorado, great place. Come visit us in Manitou Springs too before you go home. To get you a reading, get you a session. It's gonna, you know, things are really insightful. The reason we say they're insightful because they give you a freaking glimpse into your life and the idea of, you know, like, am I making a good decision or not? It could actually give you some insights and say, yes, you're on the right path, or give you some information and some choices that you never thought about before. So join us down there. Let's go back to the situation here. And this checkout here. If you're a person who likes to also meditate and you're looking for a way to meditate, check out these CDs and these sites. That's www.brainsync.com. Some of them are CDs, and they also have MP3 downloads that you could actually download and be using them in minutes. There's also another company, and they're really good, too. They got everything from attracting love, business creation, focusing on oneself, focusing on memory, you know, memories, dreams and such. So check it out. They got all kinds of stuff on there. But if you're looking for some way to actually, because a lot of people have a really tough time meditating, so this would really help. Okay, and then we have a place called Brain, sorry, HemiSync. That is www.hemisync.com. They have seminal CDs too and MP3 downloads, but they also have a different technology. HemiSync is basically the idea of a tone underneath music that actually helps the brain utilize both hemispheres at the same time, which will give you intense focus and concentration. So check them out. They also have MP3 downloads you can be using in minutes too as well. So check those out too. If you're a person who'd like to actually make your phone bill a whole lot cheaper, try out www.straighttalk.com. It's one of the situations that you have to buy the phone, but they have some really good deals, and they also have Androids, and I think they actually have iPhones too as well. But the thing I liked about the thing was you always pay the same amount every freaking month, which is only $45 a month for unlimited everything. There might be some variations with the phones you use, but I get the impression the whole thing is working out really well, okay? So give it a shot and check it out, all right? Let's go to our first call, which is actually area code 443. Welcome to the show, and how are you? You're on the air. What's your name?
Hi. Hey, thank you. My name's Anne Marie.
Anne Marie. So, you were talking earlier about a relationship and that kind of stuff, so give us some of these details so we can give you some insight.
I wasn't bumped. I actually ran back into a guy that I met in high school when I was working at a particular establishment. He possessed, you know, told me his feelings about me, but then come to find out he told me that he's married and he's about to get separated. So we've been trying to build a foundation for a relationship, but now I think we hit a roadblock because I believe either he's been lying to me or there's something else going on that I'm not aware of, because I believe his wife, or it's going to be ex-wife, because he said they're supposed to be getting divorced, contacted me out of the blue today, and I really don't know how to perceive things, and he's not talking to me because I asked him questions about this, and he got upset, and he hasn't talked to me all day. He usually talks to me every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'm trying to take what he says as face value, but it's to me, this sign is keeps coming up, and I don't know exactly if he's telling the truth or not, and I'm not sure if he really, all the things he told me were true or not. So that's what I'm calling in.
Uh-huh. Well, when you look at the situation, you should also look at what's going on. I have a person who doesn't want to talk to you, because you ask questions, and realistically, that's all it was. And they were just looking for answers, and his actions have actually probably put more doubt on this whole thing than if you would have answered them.
Right, and he answered the question, and he told me that, you know, everything between me and him was fine. But I don't know if this is completely his wife or his soon-to-be ex-wife. For her to call me out of the blue, and then when I call her back, because I didn't know who the number was.
Right.
And she said that her kids was playing on her phone. I don't know if that's, you see what I'm saying? I don't know if you're picking up if that's true or not. I don't know if she went through his phone. I don't know exactly what's going on. All I know is that I'm in a situation that I wasn't trying to get into.
Okay. Realistically, with the situation, okay, the guys that keep getting this whole thing is you basically look at the situation, what you just said, and the idea, I don't want to get into a situation like this and walk away. Because I get the impression that he's not being honest. And the idea of her calling you by saying the kids were playing with the phone, the chance of her calling you by accident means she had that phone number. So there's no way this kid's going to dial the right number.
He's calling me now. He's calling me now, so I'll have to call back in.
No problem.
All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. No problem. Let's see. I'm going to take a break real quick here. I'm going to check some things out, and I will be right back after this word from a little bit of music for you. So, therefore, let's try this one here. I think you might actually like this song, because realistically, that's what we're here for, and the idea of showing people the way. So, listen to this nice song by Styx called Show Me the Way. So, we'll be right back.
Every night I say
right, everybody. We're all back here. This is Psychic X Journeyman, your host, and this is Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. It is now 7:32 p.m. here in Mountain Time, and it's April 27th, 2013. We've got plenty of time, so if you want to call and get a reading, please do so. Give me a call at 646-721-9031. We were just listening to Show Me the Way by Styx, which is what we do here in the process of teaching others and answering your questions, but we also ended it with what's on my mind. So whatever's on your mind, please call in. And this do a reading, and this give you the answers you're looking for by just giving us a call at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. And if you're a person who would like to get a private reading, please do so by giving us a call at 740-500-8863. Or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We also have a co-host on the show. Her name is Heather Smith. And if you are really intrigued and really interested in getting a reading with her, because she's really insightful and she's a really powerful light worker, and she does some fantastic readings with angels, with fairy cards, please give her a call too as well. If you'd like, you can call through our number, 740-500-8863, and you can go through our website to get a hold of her, too, as well. And as soon as we get some information, phone number. I just can't remember the phone number off the top of my head. But with the situation, we'll get that to you, too, as soon as possible. But until then, if you are listening to the show and you've listened to Heather before and you're kind of curious if she does readings, she does. She does readings, healings, and light work. So, therefore, if you want to get a hold of her, let us know. As soon as we get some other information so you can get a hold of her directly, we will. All right, but we also have this thing where you can also come and see us in Manitou Springs, Colorado. That's in Colorado, of course. But if you're planning a trip, no matter where you're at, and you're coming to Colorado and you're coming to Colorado Springs in this area, or you're making a visit to Manitou Springs, please don't leave without actually coming by and saying hello and visiting us. And our shop is actually called, I didn't say this at the beginning, but we actually have the name for the shop now called the Mystic Closet Psychic Shop. It's right between Santa Fe and Flying Eagle T-Shirt Shop, right across from Mushroom Mondays. The address is 946.5 Manitou Avenue in Manitou Springs, Colorado. So come and visit. The readings down there are a little bit different and priced differently, too, because that was just the way we were. It's like guidance. We follow guidance all the time. The guidance told us, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do. So right now we offer everything we offer on the site too as well, just in different variations and different prices. So therefore that would also be a good beneficial reason why to come visit us in person. Our angel card readings go for $35. Angel card readings go for $30. Our past life readings go for $35. Our relationship readings go for $35. Our palm readings go for $10 for adults and $5 for children. We also do life coaching, relationship readings. I think the relationship readings themselves and the relationship counseling vary between the people and the situations. If it's a couple, great. If it's not a couple, then we go with that too as well. Usually for couples with the relationship counseling, it's like $50. And then if it's you by yourself, it's, it depends. Some people like to do sessions. So we do have that 3 sessions for $90. 3 90-minute sessions for $100, and those 90-minute sessions are really good for that relationship counseling, too, as well. We do encourage people to come and visit us. And the idea, if you're not with somebody, relationship counseling and what we do and the depth we go into it would help you. It would really help you in the process of trying to get yourself in a frame of mind, your mind, your soul, getting balanced within your life. So therefore, you can actually attract exactly what you want. And that's the whole thing about the situation. We do a lot of counseling and relationship stuff. We also, in the relationship counseling, we do a lot of chakra clearing, chakra chantings, clearing your aura, working on your abilities, and plus the idea of working on your skills is the manifestation, the idea of realizing that the more you connect with your spiritual gifts, the more you connect with spirit, which is the one thing that is within you is your spirit, which connects you to Source, God, whatever you call it, we call it God. spirit, and those kind of things. So check it out. And it's one of those things that we do a lot of sessions, we do a lot of depth, we really work hard in the idea of helping you, not the idea of finding yourself, but to accepting yourself for who you are, to realize that you do have these things within yourself, and bring them to the surface so therefore you can actually be your total self. So you see, the idea of accepting oneself is to realize who you really are, and what are you doing now? And the idea of compromising in some ways, okay? All right, let's go and check out our callers and see who's in the queue. Like we said before, if you want to get a call in here and get a reading, we do full readings and that kind of thing. We're not like the other radio shows where you only get two questions or a mini reading. We actually give you some insights to the situation, and sometimes our readings do take a little bit longer than most, and we ask you to be patient within the queue, because if you really listen, you'll find out about you. We've had lots of people come on the show just to tell us that we'd already answered their question, and they just wanted to tell us that and thought it was a great show. So therefore, we have proof of the situation, what we talked about before. Everyone and everything that crosses your path, no matter what in variation, it means something. So listen and be open to receive the message. All right, let's go to our next caller. It's area code 203. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name? You're on the air. No, I'm serious. Area code 203. Hello. Hello? Is anybody there? Hello? Hello? Area code 203. It says you're in the queue and you want to go on the air. You want to talk to us? Hey, hello. We're talking to you right now. So you might want to check your phone and see if it's on mute. And you might be able to hear us. You can't figure out what's going on. All right. We're going to sit here and talk about relationships. And, you know, it's one of those things we want to sit here and write a book about relationships. Why? Because we're sort of looking at the situation of going over things like crazy and wondering what the hell people kind of do. I hate to put it that way, but when you sort of look at the situation, there's a lot of things going on right now. And the process of people keep focusing on one thing. I hear the young girls talk about the idea of looking for chemistry. If you're looking for chemistry, your mom will take your butt down the road and go back to school and go to chemistry class. All right, so instead of looking at the situation, what are we looking for? We're looking for true love. We're looking for soulmates, twin flames. These are spiritual concepts, not human concepts, okay? So therefore, the idea of chemistry is human perception, which would give us all that confusing. Why do I keep doing certain things and that kind of stuff at the same time? I'm not finding my true flame, or my twin flame, or my soulmate. What's up? I'm looking for true love. Well, true love is not chemistry. True love is spirit. Therefore, the first thing that happens within a relationship when you meet a significant one is spirit. If you're not really connected to yourself, it's hard to identify. It's really hard to figure out what's going on because we're all looking at the physical sense. Well, he's not acting this way, or he's not acting that way, or she's not doing this. They're never going to do it, okay? That's your perception of thinking they should. It also tells you, if you have a list, that these things are not really resonating with you, then they're not the one. And you have to ask yourself, are you trying to basically pound a round peg through a square hole, making excuses or looking at things and saying, oh, we have a great connection. Without actually looking at the situation, is it really a spiritual connection or is it just physical? The idea of true relationships that are supposed to go anywhere, you have all kinds of connections, okay? So therefore, if you only have one, you should take that consideration too as well. So let's go back to our first one call we were trying to get a hold of. It's 203, area code. Welcome to the show. You're on the air, and welcome. What's your name? All right. Hello, welcome to the show. You're on there. What's your name?
Norma.
What is it?
Norma.
Norma? And where are you calling from, Norma?
Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Yes.
So, how can we help you today?
Just like to find out if my loved ones have any messages for me or my spirit guide.
Hold on for a second. Gotta tell this dumbass truck to move. Huh? I'm sick of dealing with these freaking diesels parking outside my window. Go somewhere else, dude. Jeez. People thought noisy trucks were cool. They're idiots. Anyway. So you're trying to figure out the situation. Say it one more time, because I was just like, what the heck is that truck doing outside? I wish I could make the walls thicker. So you're having trouble with the situation of a relationship? Hello?
Yes. So you're asking me a question?
Mm-hmm. Actually, tell you the truth, I've been talking to you the whole time.
Oh, I wasn't aware of it.
That's okay. So are you having trouble with the relationship? Because I was trying to say, I couldn't hear the last part because I had to shut the window because this guy, this diesel truck was out front. So I didn't hear your last part.
I'm not really. I'm not involved in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it has a situation, we have a tendency to pick up on the ideal about a relationship. So therefore, if you're talking and saying that there's not really a physical thing going on, then it would actually go back to the most things we talked about before on the radio, that most people who have a lack of communication within a relationship, a lack of communication started with themselves. So it's the idea of asking yourself a question. Am I completely listening to myself? There's a lot of things going on right now, and the idea that people have a tendency to settle. When I was here focusing on you, there are questions. I feel like a lot of those questions can be answered by looking within yourself and go, okay, what I want to do here, instead of asking what everybody else wants to do. So what do you think?
Yes, could be.
Okay. What is the first question that pops in your mind that really is pondering with you right now?
Well, the first question that popped in my mind, relationship-wise, would have to do with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the changes within our relationship.
What's your father's name?
Horace? Yes.
Excuse me. I was really in the situation, focusing on some things here. Actually, one thing that got me the most was the idea of the relationship. When is your birthday?
9/12.
So you're a Virgo?
Yes.
The first thing I figured with the situation is a lot of variation within the relationship between you and your father. You get the impression that things will get better. But at the same time, you also see that there's lack of communication. And I want to say a lack of respect, too. With this relationship you're talking about, how would you perceive it?
Mm. right now there's some high emotions going on, so I can really pinpoint.
You what?
I said the emotions are really running high right now, so I can really pinpoint how I would perceive the relationship. You don't see anything?
I think I can pick up what the thing is. I can understand the idea of high emotions, because the high emotions seem to be more on the side of the negative side, because it's kind of hard to read through it. Almost like you get the impression of somebody overreacting to a lot of situations. The idea of talking about before, I still keep getting this really strong impression of the lack of communication with you. And the idea of the situation, I've seen this before with a lot of families, and this idea, you should see things here. The people have a tendency to really look on the surface for answers, when the answers are not on the surface. The answers are within you. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's a relationship. It doesn't matter if it's a brother, sister, or father. The idea of relationships all reflect us. So it's the idea of looking at the situation. I keep seeing it. My guys are saying, almost like to the point of saying, see here, the idea of communication starts with you, and the idea of asking yourself, what do you see in the situation? And it's the idea of, when you look at it, it's like there's confusion, and it's like a block somewhere. Almost like it's hard to see the situation for what it is.
Yeah, that's correct.
Huh?
I said you're correct.
And the thing I have the most is the idea of the relationship will definitely be one that gets better. They keep telling me that things between the two of you and certain things you're having on, I get, you know, the idea of conflicts, misunderstandings, that kind of stuff. You get things resolving, and you see a really good month in June, and the idea of sitting down and actually, they call, I guess they call it like the idea of conversation. When was the last time you talked to your father?
I didn't hear you.
When was the last time you actually talked to your father?
Maybe 3 weeks ago.
About 3 weeks or so?
Yeah.
Well, I definitely see communication coming up. And actually, it shows coming up sooner than June, but it just shows June is almost like I would sit here and say, look at this month of opening up. And seems like he has realizations of his own. So they're like almost like focusing on the situation, going, stop focusing on it, and just kind of like look at the situation and ask yourself, does he reflect back at you anything about yourself that you need to focus on too as well? Usually people have a tendency to distance themselves from you in the lack of communication. Is a reflection back at you about the lack of communication you have with yourself. What do you want? What do you need? What do you desire? Are you more like a fear? So are you fearful of asking for it?
Fearful of asking for what?
Just asking. You know, it's like looking at people going, okay, what's he thinking? What's he doing? What's this kind of stuff? It's the idea of actually taking the initiative and go, you know, maybe we should just go right to the source and ask him. You know, like, what is up with the situation? Things like that. I'm dealing with couples or asking, what's he thinking? What's he wanting? What's his expectation? You know, what do you want from me? Not realizing that you can't sit here and say there's no fears involved, because they're keeping you from actually going to the source and asking the question. Doesn't matter what happened, either falling out or situations, whatever they were. It's the solution as always. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, I initially I did that, and then I tried to speak to him, and he didn't respond to me. So I guess I just shut down from that. And yes, you know, afterwards, I wasn't sure whether or not I needed to approach him again. So if you want to call that fail, then yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get the impression, excuse me, another opportunity coming up too as well to do the same. But not really, how do you put it? I just get the impression, almost like the same thing happened again when they say you should be open more to it, because it shows a more of a positive outcome than it was before.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, and give us a call back and tell us how things go, okay?
Okay. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get that one going, huh? Let's see here. It's kind of funny when you push buttons, they just sit there and spin and look at you. Let's see. Try this again. And hello, hello, 435. Hello, how are you?
Really, Donnie?
Oh, so you called me by my first name. Okay, Heather.
I'm so glad you knew it was me.
Well, somebody came in a while ago with a 443.
Oh,
kind
okay.
of threw me off, and they're going, I can't remember the name. I can't remember the number. That's what it was. And I'm like, yeah, I should be calling in. So I was just sitting here. So I have the option of going in the green room, screening room, and actually talking to people. So,
oh,
I
awesome.
Wasn't you. Yeah. So we went back in the chat in the screening room and screened some people and said, hello, who are you?
Well,
so rough. Yeah, but we were sort of going over some things, and we played some music. We had one lady who was listening from the pool, and
awesome.
And she kind of bowed out, but then again, we don't know. She might have got drenched. But
well, I would have been on sooner, but my phone was dead, and I I spilled coffee beans, well, my chocolate-covered coffee beans all over the place, like I need chocolate-covered coffee beans.
There you
and
go.
They're so yummy. I know.
I know.
Take it down a notch, Heather.
Yes.
I know. Whew. Life is just too much fun, let me tell you. It took me a minute to get home.
So on that note, because I'll tell everybody too, we did it. We're testing this one thing. It's basically a lead-in. Which means we have somebody introducing us. Here he is. Yeah. Introducing us.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. It basically goes, welcome your guest and his co-host, Psychic X Journey Man and Heather Smith. And then I come on and say, well, she'll be with us momentarily. She's stuck in traffic. Not really, but she will be here.
Well, kind of.
Well, the way it's been today. No, seriously, it took me almost 15 minutes to get to the shop this morning, not because I live that far away, because I had to go through all these people.
Well, and then there's talking and visiting, and I tell you, there are times, it takes me about 2 minutes to walk from my house to work, and there's a lot of times when it takes me 10 minutes just to get to work, just because there's so many fun people. I love running into people and visiting with them, and I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but it's fun.
So do I, but this morning I was trying to get there, and it's like, it's amazing how some of these people, we have very wide sidewalks in Manitou Springs, but for some reason, some people want to dominate the whole freaking sidewalk, and you're like, okay, this guy has a problem, a little controlling here, that he wants to control the environment no matter where he goes, and I was like, okay, excuse me, it's like being in New York. We're not even halfway the size of New York. Shouldn't have taken me that long to get to work, but I was like, you know, hey, we get to the shop, and then my friend Michelle was there, and she had a big plaque, she had a little sign on the door saying happy birthday from her and her boyfriend.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, and then I had another friend come by. I wasn't there. That's my friend Lonnie, who I used to partner with on the two cottages. But that I thought was kind of interesting in itself. And then I keep seeing 222s everywhere. And then we're focusing on some other things, too. I was trying to put together when I see the 222s, which have a tendency to be, for some reason, with relationships. But then I was kind of pondering about the cottages and stuff, too, and I started seeing the 222s. So I was, like, really encouraged by that whole thing, saying, you know something? A lot of shit's going on. Sorry. A lot of stuff's going on.
Oh, well, you know, it is true, and it's just a word. It's okay to say it.
Right.
But yes, and there is. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. There's a lot of shifting in relationships. There's a lot of shifting in jobs and careers and everything. It's exciting. It's really hard for me to contain myself. Sorry.
But I was also talking to some people, too, in situations and going, okay, a lot of things happen today in the shop to actually prove my point, that a lot of people are being pulled apart from the people they're with because it shows a pattern of people who have actually gotten into relationships in the process of talking themselves into it. And what I mean by that is, it's like when you're focusing on a relationship, it's people talk about compatibility. We finish each other's sentences. We do this. Those people have a tendency to bring up the therapy party if it says, oh, you have a problem. And they go like that. I said, well, see, people who are living together, who actually belong together realistically, don't talk about these things. They're too busy living them.
Right.
They're too busy having a great relationship and that kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, like you were talking about the other day, too, people being pulled apart, and the universe is like, no, I think the universe is going, okay, guys, you've had your chance. Let me help them. We'll pull you apart, send you down the road to who you're supposed to be with. Because it's such a look at the situation realistically. In the beginning, we were in a relationship. Adam was single, as one people in the situation. Some people have a tendency to go, well, Adam was by himself. But what was Adam doing in the process of having a spouse or a mate? He was lonely and longing for someone to share his life with because that was the way it was made. And that's what it's always been. Men and women have always been inclined to always be in relationships, always have a partner, always being in a situation of sharing. It's not until the 21st century where people have been going to the point where sometimes the self-help books and that kind of stuff, good, as long as people don't get into the situation of being obsessive. We've had great techniques. We have focus boards, vision boards. We have journals and all kinds of stuff. But if you look in some people's journals, you'll see somebody who's been writing the same thing over and over and over again. Now, what I think you should do is just initially do it, okay? I was going to do this with a shop, too. The idea of getting that building, too, was the ideal of basically doing some research. And I saw this technique where what you do is you find out the address of what you want. Like, say you want to buy a house, and right now we want to obtain a couple of buildings and a cottage, it's a cottage, because it's actually together. What we do is we get the addresses, and we write the addresses just like they're our addresses.
I know that. It's a spirit writing, and I've been saying that affirmation out loud. And by the way,
the
address of the cottages is 919.
They want you to write the address as if you are writing a letter to yourself and going to send it. And then all you need to do, this is what I was told anyway, the ideal of doing this whole thing was the ideal of, this is angel talk. I'll sit there and say, write it 20 times, and then let it go. And then as the opportunities come along, of course, take advantage of each and every one of them. Like you were sitting the other day going, you know, it's like most people would have looked at the situation of what we did by going there and having dinner because it was a very good experience. That you were sitting there going, we could all sit there and say, well, I don't want to put these people out of business. And then you come up with the idea of a solution. Well, we just transfer them to somewhere else.
We find them a better location because honestly, they do not have enough seating area. They just don't.
They have tables
and
chairs all everywhere in chaos.
Huh?
They have tables and chairs everywhere in chaos. Now, the thing with that business right now is you can only put so many people in the building. You can only put so many people in the building. And everything else, you notice how many chairs and tables are outside?
There's probably more outside than there is inside. So if
right.
they had a better location, but okay, so here's the thing. They're actually in a very prime location. The building itself is not sufficient for them. So So, how to find a win-win situation. And seriously, they get to have, because it's so darling. The buildings themselves are absolutely darling. I just love them. And it's perfect for what we want to do, but it's also perfect for them as far as the look. Does that make sense? So I'm trying to figure something equal, something just as darling as what they already have. Because, okay, in Win Friends and How to Influence People, you want to find a solution for them that works even better than what they currently have so that you can obtain or I can obtain what it is that I'm looking for. That is really a good book. You need to read it. You deserve to read it. Let's speak in the language of inquiry. You deserve to read it. And no, I don't have it. I have others, but I don't have that one. It's a good one, though. And I have read it.
I was just trying to remember that name you gave me the other day so I could actually go get it and read it. Maybe if I could find the library or something.
The library should have it.
Yeah, if it's not, there's like four libraries downtown.
That's true.
So you look at the situation, and let's try to remember that one lady we saw at the metaphysical fair who was supposed to be having some kind of thing down at the library. I just can't remember what it was.
Can you tell if I eat popcorn? I have this yummy buttered popcorn, and I just want to eat it. I could eat my chocolate-covered coffee beans, but I think I need to settle down.
You think? Anyway. No, I was also, we were sitting here going over some stuff and things and that kind of thing. We were kind of going into the idea of why be so passionate about relationships. And the thing I came up with was the idea of me.
Okay.
And I've had a couple of people come to me and say, you know, I guess you desperately want to be in a relationship. I said, no, that's your perception. Mine's not that way. It's the idea of looking at the situation and what I see and the idea of helping others to do so. So I had some people come in the shop today. And they'd only been going out for not that long. I think maybe a weekend, a couple weeks, something like that. And the ideal of the situation of helping people understand one thing about chakras and auras and meditations, why would one need to really work on their abilities? And I've always sat there and said, the more you connect with your abilities, the more you connect with your own spirit. When you connect with your own spirit, you're actually tapping into a different dimension on the same level as the angels and God and everyone else like that. So therefore, that's where guidance comes from. So the more you tap into the situation, the more accurate and the more detailed information comes across to make it easier to make decisions. And it always has, you know, the ideal relationships. I've heard people talk about the idea of being old-fashioned, the ideal of just, all I hear is excuses about certain things they don't want to do or don't want to face up to. So instead of trying to focus on the situation of the passion, and it's the idea of seeing certain things that they can correct to understand that probably what they're actually seeing within the other person, the situation, even the possibility of a relationship is more likely there or they would be seeing such things. And it's the idea of most times people don't believe. First, they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe the information or the guidance. Plus, they also are not tapping into their own reality of the chakras and energy and spirits. Because I was talking to this lady today, I was like, you know, when you're sitting there talking and you're trying to make, and you're making decisions and that kind of stuff, the reason you need to develop your abilities is to really tap into your spirit to connect with the angels and your guides and that kind of thing. So you know what's going on. Plus, you can also trust yourself. When you get to the point of trusting yourself, then you pretty much trust what's going on, good or bad. And she's like, okay, cool. I said, but you can't listen to your body. You know, it's like you all want to find soulmates, twin flames, significant other. Those are spiritual concepts, and you're trying to basically figure it out by a person's physical actions. I saw this on Facebook where I said, if you watch a person's actions, they'll tell you everything. No.
Body language is a very, very large part of how a person communicates.
That's right there. That's what I'm getting to, Heather. That's what I'm getting to. That's what I'm saying.
Sorry.
A part. No, it's a part. No, I'm saying it's a part of it, not the whole freaking package. Okay? So you can look at the action.
Well, you have to watch how people behave, what they do. I used to tell an ex that actions speak louder than words. Because if you tell me you love me, but yet you never want to spend time with me, or, you know, everybody else, you do all these things for other people, but not for me. Now, please know that is totally not one-sided. But that tells me something different than what your words say. Does that make sense?
No, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is the actions will not tell you everything, see? In that situation,
no, not everything.
You have to sit there and also listen to yourself. You're picking up on something that does not resonate. His actions are not telling you everything in this situation, it's a lack of action. Because he's sitting there saying one thing, but at the same time, he's not actually acting like a loving person or a loving spouse or a loving partner. So you look at the situation and go, okay, what's wrong? Realistically, I just feel like you should look at the situation and the person and go, okay, how does that resonate and reflect back at me about myself or what I should be looking at? Because this person that you're talking about is refusing to see those things within himself and realizing there is a problem there that he doesn't want to face up to. But you can't do nothing about it. All you can do is look at it, how it reflects and resonates with you, correct it within yourself to give him another reflection to look back on to say, hey, I think I'm not being truthful in this situation. It could be simply, you know, because I've seen that before too. Like I told guys all the time, if you're going to get flowers, you're going to do certain things, please don't do it to give a good impression. Do it because it's who you are. Because she's going to expect that for the rest of your life. And then you're going to sit there and say, oh, she's a nag and she's pushing me to do these things, when actually you created the problem by sitting there presenting something to her that's not you. And the same thing here with your situation. More likely probably was a problem too. A person portraying himself a certain way, but not really being truthful to the whole thing. So we have to put the action. We also have to look at the situation and reflection, and we also have to sit and trust ourselves on what we really feel, so we can actually get the insights on why his actions are not matching his mouth. So let's put that together and say, okay, there's a book. Anyway.
I know.
I'm just saying, the situation, I've had to look back over it. Every time I do a reading for somebody or a couple or something like that, it takes you back into the past to look at other relationships, not the idea of resonating with the past or romanticizing it. It's the idea of looking at it. Sometimes I do. But I'm just saying the true sense of the whole thing of realization is to go back and look at those situations and how they reflect back at me. The reason I had a little pain there because my ankle's killing me. Ouch. Anyway, and I keep getting this freaking cramp in the middle of my foot.
It's called swimmer's cramp, and you just massage it out, or swimmer's foot, or something like that. I used to get it swimming.
Like I'm just saying, it's right in the heel of my foot, where it doesn't matter what I do, I just have to deal with it until it goes away.
Rub it.
Anyway, I was here. Uh-huh.
Rub it. It'll go away. Rub it.
Well, when you're in the middle of a reading, it's kind of hard to go, oh, excuse me.
Well, why not? Doesn't one deserve to be comfortable?
Well, that's true, but I was just, so I had this, the couple came in, and there's another one, too. I was there talking about this, they were talking about the, it's kind of funny that everything I talked about, they had talked about the night before.
Really?
Yeah, and they were talking about the idea that there's 11 years difference between their ages.
So?
She's 25 and he's 36. I'm sitting there going,
so?
And is that really, I looked at both of them and said, is it a problem? She goes, no. They go, no, we just talked about it. And I said, probably the reason you're talking about it is because somebody else brought it up who basically is none of their business. Because I've always said
the only reason it would cause a problem or be a problem is because other people are affecting their psyche. This is what happened to me. And he would tell me, well, you're old. And I'm like, what? What do you mean I'm old? I'm not old. You know, he would get mad at me and fussy and say, well, you need to act your age. Well, what does that mean? Exactly. What does that mean? My kids call me the 15-year-old sister. I didn't know that there was written anywhere that once you hit a certain number in life that you have to behave a certain way. Well, who says that? Where is that written? And if it is written, I'm rebelling. I'm not doing that. Doesn't work for me. I get to I get to behave however I choose to behave, as long as it doesn't affect anybody in an ill or negative way. So, I just, age does not matter. I don't even think that sex matters. It really, you know, I mean, gender doesn't matter. when you find your match, you find your match. If you click, you click. And if that person is meant to be in your life, even for a couple years, it's okay. They're meant to be there for a reason. Some beautiful, magnificent lesson that we each, you know, that we get to learn, that person gets to learn. People flow into our lives and out of our lives. Some stay for a short time, some stay for a long time, some stay forever. Anyways, that's another tangent. I do apologize. But I don't see an issue with age. I really don't. Mm-hmm. If two people connect, it's a beautiful thing. Let go. Let go of what other people say. It doesn't matter. It's a beautiful thing. Anyways, I'm done.
That's the situation. And we're talking about today, and in the midst of this reading, we're talking about take the titles off everything and just look at this as a moment that you're having, that you actually are.
Exactly.
If you look at the situation as a moment and you enjoy yourself the whole moment, you look at the idea of looking for the solution, it could be just simply letting go and just enjoy the moment. And I looked at them and I said, you know, you're going to have, it's like look at the situation, the moment you're having, and then couple of years from now, you're going to be looking back and going, look at all the moments you've had. And then you start seeing things in a more positive way. So therefore, you always are strived and also directed to always find the solution, because you're not trying to maintain a relationship. You're not trying to do anything. You're just being yourselves and looking forward to the next moment. Some people have a tendency to, you know, I've seen this with marriage, in relationship, well, we're in a relationship, and I don't know what I want to do. Why don't you do this? What makes you think you have to do anything? Because the truth is, you don't. And the idea of most people I've seen in situations like this are always going, well, he didn't do this, or he didn't do that, or she didn't do this. They're never going to do it the way you want them to do it. You know why? Because they're individuals just like you are. So therefore, you're not respecting yourself. So why do you expect someone else to do it for you or do it to you, to respect you, when you're sitting there expecting someone to be something they're not because of what you want? So take a look at the situation and ask yourself in a bad relationship. Look at the situation and go, okay, does it say on your list I was looking for a guy with a good right hook? I hope not. So you have to look at these situations and go, okay, a guy just smacked you. Do you really need to know why? He did, and that's the fact. Do you need to know anything else beyond it? No, his therapist does, but you don't. You have to look at the situation saying, I'm looking for a great relationship. I'm looking for a difference. I'm looking for what I deserve. Do you deserve to be smacked in the face? Because you really have to ask these serious questions, because you manifested this guy in your life for a reason. Even if it's just the idea to get that list of yours corrected, to snap out and realize maybe you're actually, I've seen a couple of girls do this, but they're actually looking at the same list that they created when they were 18 years old. And they've been through two divorces, a situation of a bad relationship, their family hates them, and all kind of good stuff going on, and realizing that maybe that list that they came up when they were 18 years old needs to be modified. Even then, it might have needed to be modified. Now they need to take a look at the situation clearly. And I always tell people, I think it's a great thing to look at the list and go over it from time to time, if not every 2 weeks, just to make sure things are on track. But it also helps you to connect with yourself. Because those things on that list should be definitely reflections of you. Because I've had a lot of people in palm readings. They'll sit there and say, well, our palms don't match. Well, because you're masculine and she's feminine. So together they do. It's just the idea of looking at the key components here of the connection, the clicking part.
They don't have to match. They can coexist, but they don't have to match.
Well, see, the point is, when you really look at these situations of matching, it's our perception of what that means. We think that, you know, people are thinking everything has to be compatibility, when it's the ideal matching doesn't always come along with compatibility. It's the ideal we're coming here to learn. We've learned, we come here to face our fears. We have certain things going on. This lady here had this heart. The heart was in two pieces. the two pieces both had two dots above each one. This actually represents the idea of the heart. It actually represents what she's looking for and the ideal of looking for a twin flame. And the idea that she was so caught up in the situation that she was looking for a certain, like two pieces of the puzzle connecting. But when you sit here and look at a puzzle on itself, yeah, the two pieces connect, but I guarantee you they're not two identical pieces. And that's what this situation was. It was the ideal of recognizing each other's worth so they could see why this relationship was what it was and how they really complemented each other. It wasn't the ideal they both liked freaking chocolate to complement each other. It's the ideal two missing pieces of two situations or two individuals of looking at the situation, of always looking for the answer. It's like he's got the question, she got the answer. She's got the question, he's got the answer. And together we find those.
Do you remember, what keeps coming to mind for me is what each person brings to the table.
Exactly.
There was when I was little, my mom used to read little fairy tales to me, and there was one in the book, it was a really short one. It was Jack Sprat could eat no fat, his wife could eat no lean. So together they licked the platter clean. And I used to think, ew. But it makes sense to me now because each person contributes something to, you know, the greater good in the end. And that's very true. You know, I hate doing dishes. But if somebody comes along and loves to do the dishes, I'll clean the bathroom. I'll vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, if you'll do the dishes, that works for me. If we both like to do the dishes or we both like to clean the bathroom, well, then there's going to be a sink full of dishes, you know. And so,
right.
Or the bathroom's going to be trashed all the time. But do you see what I'm saying?
No, it's like one of those situations where you come in and people like things, like certain things that kind of stuff, and they compliment each other. So therefore the house gets clean.
Exactly. And it's that way in everything. If you have one person who is, you know, that's why, oh, and this sounds so archaic and not necessarily for our day and age, but, you know, women were created to be the nurturers and to love the children and bear the children and teach the children and, you know, to run the home. And the men were to go out and, you know, they're built to, please forgive me because I am not a sexual person. I am a very independent, strong woman. And I love being able to make my own money and take care of my own home and make my own decisions. Don't tell me what to do. So that is so not... I'm not trying to keep the woman down, but I'm just saying, you know, this is another aspect. You know, that...
Anyway...
I know. What I'm saying is in that ideal home life, there's the man brings something to the table, the woman brings something to the table, and they're together. They have a functioning relationship, and it has worked for many years, but it doesn't always work.
But because some people's perception is that thing too, because they look back at those old days and they think for some reason the woman is compromised, not realizing that was just, you know, that certain things happen, the idea of compromising and compromising. There was no compromising going on, it was compromising.
It's not compromising at all by any means, and it is totally perspective, because I tell you, that is one thing I did do. I was able to stay home and raise my babies, and, you know, there were so many times we'd play on the floor and read books, and we, oh my gosh, that was the most incredible time. I loved raising my babies. I loved being able to be home with them and teach them, and I would never change it. I didn't compromise.
Yeah, I know. But there's some people who think that because of what they think they don't have, not realizing they're actually focusing on lack of limitation, which has a tendency to ripple through their whole lives, and that lack they're looking for.
But see, your little ones are only little for only so long. So now that my little ones are grown and have little ones of their own, I'm not that old. But what I'm saying is now I get to go live and play and have fun, and I do. And so I got to experience that, and now I get to experience this. There is no compromise. I'm in gratitude for every bit of it. And that's the thing.
Yes. You need to cut down.
I could go on forever.
I know. I was sitting there thinking about this situation. Excuse me, in the first part of the Bible where it talks about people living almost being 1,000 years old. Okay, so how do you act when you're 800 years old? How do you act when you're 600 years old?
I know. That's a good lesson thought. How do you act? How does one act at 890 years old? Oh, my gosh.
We had that one guy. I like this one guy. He had a great sense of humor. He was 90 years old, and somebody asked him. It was in there talking and stuff. And the lady thought that she had been some kind of she thought she had been shortchanged. So she was talking to this old dude, and her husband didn't take him seriously because he was 90 years old. He goes, "Well, you're 90 years old. How would you know what that says?" And he read this freaking receipt, almost like he said, "No, it's right." And then they actually took it somewhere else and actually had someone do it with calculators and that kind of stuff and found the old dude was right. It was correct. It was that she thought she got shortchanged and she didn't. It was just the ideal that things have raised. So there was a little bit more expensive, so she thought that whole thing. But it was kind of funny how the guy was not taken seriously, not because of what he looked like, it was because of how old he was. When he said he was 90 years old, everybody goes, "Oh, you couldn't be right." You know, when you get that certain age, you actually start losing things. But it's actually been a proven fact. The only reason we start aging, we start losing things, and things start changing is because of the perception that we've been taught our whole lives. I mean, you look at the situation when you're born. There's a certain point where you get to a certain point where everybody keeps telling you, you're going to die. I'm sitting here going, if it's such a certainty, why do people keep telling me all the time? So maybe it's not a certainty as much as they want to think, but it's also the perception has been passed down from family to family. Because I was sort of looking at the situation of certain things that I've seen. Well, I saw this the other day where a guy was a very old dude. And it was one of those situations where he never stopped living his life. He never retired, didn't do anything. Just kept going on and on and on. But the idea of getting old, gray hair, that kind of stuff, they're still trying to figure out why that happens. Because there's no reason why it should.
It's melatonin and serotonin issues. The thing is, we do not take care of our bodies the way that we should, and that's why we age.
Yeah. That's why our cars look so good. That's why we give all this work to our cars, but we really don't take care of our own vehicle, which is our body.
Exactly.
If we start looking at, because I've seen people. No, seriously, you look at people who have this perception. I've had a couple of friends who just don't have the perception of age. They don't look at those things. They just are so focused on enjoying their lives, and when you look at them, you can't tell how old they are. You just, you know, like, I don't know, for a long time, Bill Cosby, he really had to try to figure out how old he was, because he just didn't reflect that. And it was just the ideal that as he's gotten older, and he's basically as retired, is when he started taking on the appearance of age. And
see, that's another thing that plays a role in it. The darker the pigment in the skin, the less you age, or the less you show your age. And
yeah, so that might be natural too. If you go to tanning beds, it's the opposite effect. Anyway,
now, tanning beds are not bad. They are not bad. You do get, because we do need to have our vitamin D, and there are vitamin D deficiencies, and it's a bad thing. You do need that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're supposed to be out in the sunshine at least 15 minutes every day, but it's around like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning to avoid, I was reading on this. There's UVA rays and UVB rays, and we need, I believe it's the UVA rays that we need, and they're most prevalent in the morning, if I have that right. I'm going to have to research that again.
So the people in the morning who go hiking are younger than the people who go hiking in the afternoon.
I don't know. I wouldn't. I don't hike like I deserve to.
Up too late
at night.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I used to go hiking at 6 o'clock in the freaking morning, between 5 and 6 in the morning. And
yeah.
I always seemed to be, whole lot more, I don't know, I had a lot more energy, more pleasant. Just felt more, I would guess we'd hate, you know, to use the word, the ideal, felt more alive. I used to go up at 5 and 6 because of the sunrise, too. The sunrise of all things, right?
All of that plays such a huge part in how you show up that day and how you feel that day. Because when you start out your morning with that strenuous exercise, that really gets your body pumping, gets your body going. And yeah, you do have more energy. And then you have the sunshine. And the sunshine is so important.
I sort of knew the whole thing anyway. I was just, like, looking at some things. And I remember I used to go hiking in the morning to the freaking sunset. I mean, the sunrises and the oranges and the yellows.
It's beautiful.
Get to bread.
Yes, and if I could get to sleep earlier, then I would be able to get up earlier.
And there's also, no, I'm saying, you go hiking then, I've actually gone hiking in the afternoon. You know, when the sun is setting, there's definitely a difference in the colors.
We get to hike the bar trail. I know, there are different colors. I don't know how you can really see the different colors at night here or at the sunset.
I said sunset. So there's like this variation of the sunrise and the horizon. And there's sometimes when the sun, it's more different in the summertime than winter. Because in the wintertime, the sun goes down freaking quick. And once it does, it's like everything gets shut off. Well, there goes your energy and your essence, and you're like, no, I got those things. I think it's one of those things of actually reconnecting with ourselves. But I've actually done sessions lately where I tell people, I say, what you need to do is, like you said before, how you set the day off. And it's the idea, like, every morning when you get up, accept yourself for who you are, and then set your intentions, and then go live your life. Okay? We was doing the chakra clearings, where you would do chakra clearings in the mornings, to clear your chakras, balance your chakras out, get them where you want to, and the ideal of making good decisions throughout the whole day, even the ideal of actually living your day. And then you would get home and you do your chakra clearings before you go to bed, and the ideal of letting go of anything that you've acquired that day. Because we pass people, we connect with people, we do all kinds, especially in our line of work, and we have to sit there and think about that. I've actually seen people do massage therapy. And if you've ever seen their hands, if they don't do cleansing, they have this black mass, usually on their hands up to their elbows. And if you sit and talk to them, they always have traumas with muscles and their elbows and those areas too as well. But people who have cleared that out, and sometimes with they'll teach people who do massage therapy to simply just wash their hands, which actually clear that darkness away. And because water is oxygen and hydrogen,
yeah.
It's a great combination together. It also neutralizes negative energy.
Well,
and
you do have chakras in your hands too, and so you can tend to get other people's in those chakras. So that makes perfect sense to me.
I was actually trying to pull up while I go. I was trying to get my pictures because I actually had a picture of the chakra chart talking about the 22 chakras. I just haven't found it. I keep finding like D. Martin albums. I don't know what section I'm in here. I must have collected a lot of pictures on that last download. Because I got pictures of phones. They have this one. It's kind of a cool picture because it's a sunrise and it's all yellow with the little formations in the background that most people think are clouds. And really what it is, it's actually the ocean. And it's all in yellow except for the two people that are actually almost like face-to-face, might even be kissing each other. And they're actually like shadows. And it shows basically the picture itself is actually showing you what's really around you and the idea of positive energy. And the only reason there's negative energy around you is because of what you bring. So the idea, I guess it's looking at people going, God, spirits, and those kind of things cannot experience darkness. It's against their nature. And realistically,
How can they experience darkness? It's all love.
Oh, you want to.
Well, exactly. Everything that we go through here on this earth, on this third dimension, is all love. It may hurt, and it may we may experience something that we don't see as love, but it truly is done all in love. So they don't see the darkness. They don't see it. It's not darkness. There is, of course, we have the evil spirits and whatnot, but
yeah, but if you have that kind of energy around you, as it says in this picture, nothing can touch you. Nothing can hurt you except for what you allow in.
Exactly. Except what you allow in. Ew. I really need to smudge. I keep feeling that I get to smudge, yes. It's.
So we, let me ask you a question. What are you going to do for the rest of the night?
Well, Manitou's a hopping little town on this Saturday night. So my Josh is coming over, and we're going to hang out around town. And I'm probably going to, you know me, my social little butterfly self, I will be bouncing all over the place down there. So, yes. My feet are killing me. But I don't care. It's too much fun.
Your feet are killing you. Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
just looking
they
for
are.
Something to do myself.
Well, you are welcome to go bar hopping with us. I feel really funny saying that, but I don't see anything bad about bar hopping. I really don't. Being a spiritual being, it's an experience. There's energy about. There's all kinds of people. I just
That was quick.
What?
No, there was somebody in the queue, and I wanted to go see who it was. They were gone. But you guys could stick around a bit longer, okay?
So I guess what I'm saying, as far as drinking, as far as going out and having fun, now, I'm the kind of person, I don't have to drink. I don't have to. And most of the time I don't like to. But it is fun to be out and about. And, you know, I'll probably have a beer or two with my brother tonight.
Right.
If it was a different place, I might have a glass of wine. Oh, Steve.
Where are you going?
You know what I would love to go up to Seattle and have a glass of wine downtown. That would
be
so much fun.
And bring the private jet around.
See, I have lost my private jet. I'm so irritated. I've been invited to a thing up in Salt Lake and on next Friday, and my little private jet, my pilot, has been lost, and I can't find them.
Yeah, there's like, oh yeah. No, it's like the I Am University of the 22 chakras. We have the seven, and it was kind of funny how they got the things on here too. Where the first seven, you know, you got the root chakra, which is Lam, that's pronunciation. Mm-hmm. The sacral, okay. The sacral is Vam. It's Vam. And then we have the solar plex chakra, which is Ram. Heart chakra, Yam. Throat chakra, Ham. And then we have the third eye, which is kind of funny because on this one they have it a little bit different. They just have the Om in the middle of the crown and the throat chakra. It doesn't really specify, even though it does have a part over here where it talks about the ideal of these chakras, and that the crown chakra is A-U-M. That's what I thought. And then we have the root chakra, which is red, sacral, which is orange, yellow. The solar plexus is yellow. The heart chakra is green.
And pink.
The throat chakra is blue. Yes?
The heart chakra is green and pink, both of those.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that the other day when people were asking me about when I sit there and told them you should burn a green and a pink candle for a soulmate.
Yep.
And then you said something about the heart chakra being pink and green. And
yes,
like,
if you're healing the heart, either from a heartache or from like heart surgery or something, high blood pressure, whatever, where you can either wear a. I would suggest if it's something physical with the heart, definitely wear something jade or some green stone. I say jade all the time because it's absolutely perfect. But rose quartz is what you want for love, for matters of romance, healing a broken heart or attracting love. Yes, rose quartz.
And then tell us about the first seven chakras, basically, and that kind of variations, of course. That's the three-dimensional. The chakras we actually work with.
You were talking about the different colors. So the throat chakra was blue.
Yeah, the indigo was blue. The throat chakra was actually, I call it more of a robin's egg blue. I mean, people have different variations on certain things. I think they're just looking for attention. Anyway, it's just my opinion. Because it's amazing. I tell people all the time, you should read variations of books and get variations of people's opinions and the ideal of formulating your own. Sometimes when you read someone else's book, you're like, oh, it's bullshit. But realistically, what you're going at that moment is you're really connecting with yourself, what really resonates with you. So therefore, it's very important. And sometimes when you read these books about certain things that you just don't agree with, you do come to a conclusion what you do agree with within yourself at that moment. Because it was all about these chakras, it was like 22 of them, and then on this one too, it's variation. It talks about the eighth chakra, which is above the seventh chakra. I've been taught differently. It's below the feet. And it's one that connects you to the astral plane, and it's also one I've actually worked with a lot of people in the ideal of learning how to really ground, where they use the chakras below their feet, the chakras behind their knees, and their root chakra. And if you look at that, it actually creates some kind of, you know, geometric symbol with those combinations together, if you line them all up, which actually helps you to really ground intensely to the point where the more grounded you are, especially if you're doing kind of spiritual work, the more grounded you are, the easier the messages are to pick up. Because a lot of times, if you're especially a medium, you're not just having your angels and guides you're picking up with, you're actually connecting with other people's too.
Now, I will tell you, some of the most powerful light work that I've done is after clearing my chakras and doing a meditation. And when clearing my chakras, I'm sitting Indian style, and I visualize a light coming from source through the top of my head and in through each chakra, and like a pole. It's like a pole of light going from source through me to Mother Earth and back. And it's such a bright, beautiful light, so I can see it so clearly. And it's with that connection and that clearing and polishing, it just creates such a perfect balance there. And you're really able to do a lot of work with that.
Yeah, there's also found this other chart where it's talking about the idea of the chakras, like your root chakra means I am. Your sacral chakra means I feel. Your solar plexus chakra, I do. I guess it's one we use when we get married, right? and then you look at the heart chakra, which is I love. The throat chakra is I speak. The third eye chakra is I see. And your crown chakra is I understand. Well, this chart is a little bit different variation too, because it shows the crown chakra as more of a white light. And then we have the third eye chakra, which is a combination of blue and purple. And then in between those two, you can see a very strong purple color, which showing the combination of your crown chakra and your third eye together creates that purple, which is the high, from what I've been taught, it's the highest vibration spiritually. And then we have the heart chakra, which is between the lower chakras and the upper chakras. Now, if you look at the situation here, you have seven chakras, which works out pretty good because you have the heart chakra in the middle, which actually creates a balance between the three uppers and the three lowers. The three lower ones are more connected to the human body and human needs and that kind of stuff. Well, you look at the root chakra, I am, which is the idea of people trying, like I said before, people trying to find themselves, what it is, just the idea of saying that word, I am, so it's the idea of accepting yourself for who you are. And in the process of accepting yourself for who you are, you're able to deep connect with your sacral chakra on the idea of I feel and be honest about how you really feel. And the process of the solar plexus chakra, which gives you the courage, and when this is balanced out, is the idea of follow through, desire, as in do, I do. And then it all starts with the heart chakra, which is in the middle of things, which it kind of gives you the insights why one needs to love themselves unconditionally, first and foremost, which also helps you to balance these chakras out. Then, therefore, you're able to actually be more effective and more positive and really be a blessing for everyone because you're a blessing within yourself. Because you got to look at these top ones here. In the process of balancing out your chakra, your third, I mean, I'm sorry, your throat chakra, which is connected to your heart chakra. Because you love yourself to the point where you know why you need to speak the truth, but you also are able to find a nice tactful way to, I speak. I'm speaking to you to tell you these things because I've seen with my third eye, which is balance, I see what's going on in your life, which you're too close to do right now, but I can help you to see it for yourself in the process of helping you by what I've done with my own crown chakra of opening up to guidance to see what I see with you. I can help you do the same thing in the process of what you see will also help you understand. So you can see the ideal of connecting with another is sharing with what you've done with your own life. But you can't do that unless you're a good expression, a good reflection, and you love yourself unconditionally to the point of actually people can see that what you've done. They can do it for themselves and actually take you seriously, too, as well, which we've seen a lot of people keep going. You know, I keep telling people this stuff, but they're not taking me seriously because more likely it doesn't reflect. You have to do the work for yourself. You love, 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 love. Which I can't deny that whole thing because I've seen it so many times. People either come into the shop or come on the show or what they say, which reflects what I said. I love when people come on the show and go, well, I was waiting in the queue to get my questions answered by coming on the show, but I've already answered them by listening to you. So therefore, it helps people understand what I said before, too, about everything and everyone who crosses your path happens for a reason at the time it happens. So why question it? Because it's amazing when you look at people and go, well, you wasn't listening, was you? What do you mean? I answered the same question on caller number 3. If you would have been wouldn't have been so impatient and was listening to the show, then the insights you were looking for, you could have gotten on your own. Which I've always seen people who do that. It resonates with them. Because they have to resonate with them, or they wouldn't have noticed that they actually got their answers to the question. But I thought it was amazing with the situation I was telling people before about the ideal of a simple chant for each one of those chakras and how you can actually balance yourself out so quickly. Some people are overthinking it too much. They're thinking that by meditating they're going to get control of their lives when it was never meant to control anything. It's actually created for releasing and letting go and putting yourself into a situation of allowing. Let's see. To love a person is to learn the song that is in your heart and to sing it to them when they have forgotten. Let's see. I was thinking about doing that down at the shop, having themes. You know, like on Thursdays, you would put a sign out saying, have you been seeing a certain number today? Come out. Come in and find out what it means. What is your angel number? What?
Oh, just you say that again.
I said we're going to do like themes at the shop where we're, on certain days you do a certain thing. On one day you would sit there and just, you know, what do your dreams mean? Find out. Something simple.
Well, 111 was coming up for me a lot. And that was all about
number.
Letting go.
Hey, what is your angel number?
My angel number is... Mine's 9.
No.
Sorry. I'll shut up.
We're just trying to bring it down to a level where, you know, what's your angel number for today? What number have you been seeing all day? Come and find out. Because I got the angel numbers in there. And what you see, I had to look at the situation and go, oh, it's kind of cool. But I was sitting there going like you were talking about before where... On this one here, there's a couple of variations with the ideal of your heart chakra, where it's actually the heart chakra has a, on this one, it talks about more of a, it's more on the line of the same color as the throat chakra. Okay, on this one, it shows a light blue, which I would see as Robin Hicks blue. But it's a combination of those two colors of blue and green for the heart chakra. or just for the heart itself. Okay, and the fourth chakra is green for the heart chakra, and then it shows a turquoise heart. It shows high heart, and I guess the fourth chakra is like a low heart, and then we have a high heart. And the combination together, they're blue and green. So that's what I'm saying. There's so many people who have so many different variations. Cultures have different ways of looking at them too. Like when we do palm readings in the Middle East, they don't call it the life line, they call it the earth line. And the heart line is not the heart line, it's the water line. The head line is not the head line, it's the air line. Sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? Airline. I mean, the airline. But it also shows the same thing here, too, the combination between the throat chakra is blue. That's what it says. The crown chakra is white, and the third eye is purple. It calls that violet purple. And I was looking at the two, and it shows this combination where you get that different variation in the purples because of how connected the seventh chakra, which is the crown chakra, and your third eye are really connected really strongly. Also, there's variations too where your solar plex chakra is also connected to, you're also, that's a connected to an ability, which is called clairsentient, which is also connected to, sometimes you'll have the solar plexus is quite connected to this, the throat chakra, the same as the third eye can also connect as much. And they also say that realistically, your third, your clairaudient ability is more connected to your throat chakra than any other one. And they say it's not because the, and some people, Adoring Virtue has, it's kind of funny, in her book called Chakra Clearing, on the CD she has in the background, when she actually goes through the two meditations, one in the morning, one at night, she doesn't go over the ear chakras. Hold up. Yes, she doesn't go over them on the CD, but in the book she does. She's actually got their meditations written down in the book, which actually goes over the ear chakras. There's actually two of them that actually connect. They go to the ears, and then they go and they connect behind the third eye. So sometimes people have actually been able to take their third eye and their clairsensing abilities and their clairaudient and all those things, a combination, combined together with the throat chakra and being able to use all those abilities to communicate to you of what they're actually picking up in a certain type of environment. It's like with the empathic abilities. I think empathic abilities are the connection of the heart chakra and the third and the throat chakra. Things you feel from people, emotions and such. It depends who you talk to. There's also clairsentient. There's been also been traced back to empathic abilities too. So you'd actually have three of those chakras connecting in the process of connecting to your abilities and helping others. I feel tired. Let's see. No, that was some of these. And then people come up with these other ones where they have certain words for them. And we don't go over those things because they're actually more into Hindu and India. But some people think they have to take an experience of a variety of things. But I've noticed that even after they've experienced a variety of things, they always have a tendency to go back to something that resonated with them a long time ago. Which is kind of interesting in itself. Because I was looking at a lot of things, because they were also, I didn't realize this either, but there's also Celtic signs of what a person is.
Yeah.
Like, if you were born, I'm trying to figure this thing out here. If you were born between December 24th and January 25th, then you are, God, I can't read this thing because it's like weird. So we get birch. You're the tree you are is birch. And then there's this other symbol. Your color is white, I think. Your animal is golden eagle and the white, I want to say white stallion. And your crystal is, what it just says, your gemstone is rock crystal. If you were born between January 21st and February 17th, then you are, some kind of blurry word. I can't see this freaking word on here. sometimes people have to realize when they create these things and they put them on any kind of site, they should make them sure that they're actually readable. So this thing here is almost like there's a couple of these words where the first letter is kind of distorted, which really kills the whole word. Let's see.
You know what's funny is I am a poplar tree.
You're a what?
Poplar.
Popular?
No, not popular. It's P-O-P-L-A-R.
Oh, okay. So, I really want to go over these things, but I can't really get this thing to work for me because it's like I pulled it up off my computer and some of the letters are distorted. It's kind of funny how the ones are clear. Like if you're born between March 18th and then April 14th, you're an elder. An A-L-D-E-R. Your symbol is like a tree with three trunks. Your color, I think that's red. And then you're also associated with the bear, the fox, and the hawk. And your gemstone is ruby. If you're born between February 18th and March 17th, then your ash, that's your tree, and your symbol is like a line goes horizontal with, I think, 5 trunks coming off of it. Your color is green, and it shows the connections to the seahorse, the seal, and the seagull. And then your gemstone is coral. April 15th through May 12th, willow. Your symbol is a horizontal line with 4 trunks coming off of it. Let's see. I'm not really sure what these colors are. This looks like a...
Well, perhaps this is something that we can really study on and get into some depth on.
Well, this one here is connected to the hare, the sea serpent, and the otter. What do they call those things? Is otter.
An otter,
and, yeah. Otter, yeah, there you go. And then their gemstone is moonstone. But it looks, well, see, you have the top one where it says, the one I showed you before, where it's a straight line. It looks like a T. And I kind of swear the color looks like it's white. And this one here is a variation of that white. That's all I can say. And then we have the ones where it's like May 13th through June, I think, 9th. And I looked at the other one, I can actually read it, and it starts off at June 10th. That is a day variation. So this one is July 7th. June 9th. Hawthorn. Now this is an upside down T. And this color is very easy to figure out. It's purple. Your animal is bee and an owl. And tadpoles. Your gemstone is.
Sorry.
What? It's a crazy day.
Huh?
Topaz. Here we go.
Hard for me to understand tonight.
It could be all those coffee beans.
It could be. I could be just bouncing off the walls.
Okay,
well,
I am
bouncing off the walls, by the way. But I was just going to let you know it's about 5 minutes till.
Okay. I was just looking at August. So when's your birthday? Because it says August 5th through September 1st.
I'm not telling you.
Why not?
Because we've discussed this many times before.
I'm asking you for a reason because we're on the show. We're just going to go on
this
one.
Yes, mine is in August.
I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah, August what? I want to say August 11th.
It's August 10th.
Okay, so that was close. That was really close. Day off.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sarah, looking at the situation, okay, yours is August 10th. I'm looking at it says you're Hazel. Is there a tree named Hazel? And then it's an upside. It's like an upside down T, but it's like an upside down table because it's got four columns, trunks coming off of it. And it looks like a kind of looks like brown is the color. And then it shows crane and the crane and the salmon. And your gemstone is amethyst.
Yes, it is.
And then this one here was just kind of throwing me off a little bit, too, with the shimmer. I mean, mine's like moonstone.
Which is so funny. You said amethyst. That's, I have five amethysts sitting in my circle that I meditate with. It's so funny. I think it's such a riot. They just flock to my space. It's weird. And they don't leave. Those are the ones that don't leave.
Well, I thought it was kind of crazy because when I was looking at that one, I've been kind of wanting for some reason to get a moonstone.
Well, I'm sure that you get to pay attention to that.
Yeah, because my moon sign is Virgo. It was one of the things that was trying to like stabilize things too. See, okay, we got 90 seconds left in the show, so therefore, well, now it says 60 seconds. Trying to keep up with this dude, huh? So in the process of doing that whole thing, I guess we're going to get off here because there's nobody else in the queue to talk to. I was looking in the freaking chat room, and there's nobody there except for guest 6130. So I think we should go bye-bye. And I'll go sit here and say thank you, everybody who came to the show, who actually was sitting here talking and the variations of music and that kind of stuff, who actually been patient because Thursday we had technical difficulties. And then Friday, which is my birthday, so we had technical difficulty because I wasn't going to be difficult with anybody else, so we canceled the show. So therefore, thanks to everybody who's been listening, that kind of stuff, and we're going to go back to our regular schedule, so we'll be here Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So join us then at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. And as I always say, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day and give love where love was given, and thanks, Heather, for being here.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So if you want to talk later on, give me a call, would you?
Well, I'll be bouncing all over Manitou, so I'm sure you can come out and have some fun.
That just scares me for some reason. Anyway. Oh, bouncing through Manitou Springs.
It's fun.
All righty. You should call me and tell me where you're at, so it gives me a kind of an ups to where you're at.
I can do that.
Okay, cool. So let's get out of here. I'm tired.
Okay.
My button.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later, and bye, everybody.
Have a good night.
Have a good one. You too. Bye. Sleeping with Crystal Ball. Bye.
I used to like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that everything was fine. Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through sleepless dreams. All